Yowza, 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 the second week of June rolls into the station. We hop off, look it over, lick our wounds, and get ready for some rest and recreation. So the Chinese have stolen the identities for every government employee, even retirees, and Congress is outraged. The same Congress of millionaires that consistently cut funding for science. The only thing they know about the cloud is it fluffy or is it a rain cloud? Every other country sets aside a huge chunk of money for science in their country. How else have China and India gone to the moon? How do little countries the size of a postage stamp have super fast trains and we don't? Their governments help create things that keep them in the 21st century. They spend money on their infrastructure while ours cuts funding to Amtrak. There's no real passenger service in the world that produces a profit. It can't be done, but it is needed for business in order to thrive in that country. But our Republican-controlled government is dedicated to capitalism, a capitalism that lines their pockets with campaign donations while they make it possible to move our jobs out of the country so that they continue to get more money in their pockets. They are right now pushing through a trade bill that they haven't even let us read. Not even a glance. Paul Ryan, the former Republican vice presidential candidate, said, "You can read it after we pass it." There has never been a trade deal in the last 50 years that has worked out for the American worker, but it's worked out for American corporations setting up in another country. The climate in this country has become so anti-education and anti-science that you find it hard to believe we were the first people to go to the moon. Small minds cannot dream big dreams. Only small minds believe that the Earth is 6,000 years old and they have such a firm grasp on the truth that the facts don't matter. Our government now serves only corporations, and corporations don't want to pay a living wage. That's why they're getting the hell out of this country so they can pay people 60 cents an hour. We're sending our sons and daughters back to Iraq to help train their troops? What? American troops are trained for 16 weeks. 16 weeks. We have trained theirs for 10 years. A decade. How can our people be trained in 16 weeks and theirs can't get it done in 10 years? ISIS is not a direct threat to us. They are a direct threat to all the countries in that area. ISIS has what, 100,000 warriors? Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and the other countries in that region have a combined army of 4 million. I think their 4 million could take out that 100,000, but it looks to me as though they're willing to fight to the last American in order to protect their land. We just need to get the hell out of there. We already have enough oil and natural gas to keep this country going for another century, but we're going back into the place that has been fighting each other since the 6th century. Why? Because war is big business, and big business puts our overlords in place. Take the time, follow the money, and you're going to throw up a little bit in your mouth. This week, we also lost one of the great wrestlers, Dusty Rhodes. Rest in peace. And they're still looking for that Malaysian airliner that went down last year. The chaos of the world is going to continue, and we will fight it starting Monday, because right now we need to recharge our batteries. We need to do a little pigging out, a little porking out, a little freaking out, so we'll be ready to fight another day, because Monday will be here before you know it. So let's enjoy this, the second weekend of June. It's now in session, and you've got to vote for me and I'll set you free. Giyata! Wig out!